Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Fightful Overbooks Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, November 22nd, and we are so glad you are here because we got a lot to talk about. We got full gear predictions, but more importantly, we have an interview today with Cheeseburger. Yes, so that's going to be awesome. So we're excited for that. But as I start every show, Maggie, how you doing?
Well, see, Rob, it's 2024, and it sucks. But listen, I promised myself this week that I will no longer hop onto this wonderful show that we have, spewing negative stuff just like I've been doing all year, without me actually having some good news after that. So okay. Brace yourself. Yes, brace yourself. So, of course, all of the health crap that... that I've had this year, so I finally, you know, it's November, we still have time, so my knee is really iffy right now. I went to the doctor, I have a knee brace slash knee pad, whatever you actually want to call it. So my doctor is like, I'm going to give you medical leave, just so you can stay home and rest. And I'm like, yeah, we're not going to do that. Because there's no one to fill in for me at work, and like I'm not ready for that. And because he knew that there's no arguing about that with me, like none whatsoever. So he's like, okay, go get an e-brace. Just go fucking get an e-brace. I'm sorry for cursing. Just so soon into the show. So I go to the orthopedic store. It's like 5 minutes away from my apartment, and I was like, "Hi, miss, I need a knee pad." And she was like, "Oh yes, here's an M medium size for you." And I'm like, "No, I have big beefy girl legs," and that's true. Anyone who's ever met me, I have beefy girl legs. Okay, I'm not feminine whatsoever, okay. And I wish I were. Okay, I wish I were. But my body type is not feminine at all, and I learned to deal with that. Like I cannot change that. And she's like, "Oh yeah, don't no, you're so." And then she looks at my legs and she's like, "Oh, let me get you an extra large one." and now I actually have extra large knee pad, and I'm so fucking proud of that. But the good news is, I did meet up with. A friend of a friend who deals with AC installation and stuff. And I will be having air conditioning this time next week. Yes, thank you. I deserve the applause. I also deserve all your money, people, because it's going to cost me 4,500 leva. That's about $2,225 for two sets of air conditioning units. And that is more than I have. So, of course, my parents will help me through this awful, awful time for me. Thank God for my parents. My mom's my favorite. So, during this hard time, hi guys, this is a wrestling show.
Went from, I have nothing but good news, and then like it went from bad to good, back to bad, but we're good because guess what, Maggie? We have somebody waiting for us, and
We do?
his name is Cheeseburger. He is joining us right now. Hello, sir.
Oh.
Welcome. We are so glad you are here because we didn't
Alive.
know. Yeah, we didn't know if you were gonna be around after Wednesday night.
You're talking to
So it's
well, this is my ghost right now, but
oh, okay, the
spirit
ghost
and
of
spirit.
Cheeseburger,
Yeah.
the spirit. That's awesome. But
Yeah,
welcome,
man.
we are.
So welcome. We're so glad to have you on our show, CB. So, can you walk us through everything that went in your mind on Wednesday?
It's like yes, yeah, it's a wild experience. I mean, I've been at AEW like several times, along with Ring of Honor, like since the purchase, like 2 years ago. So it's always like a great environment backstage there. Like it's always super chill. Like I've known a lot of the people that work there, whether it's from Ring of Honor or like from the Indies. But just the environment's like very cool. It's like very relaxed and everything. And when you go there, especially as like an extra, you never really know like what's going to happen that day. Like you may be used for security, you may get a match. You may do like a some kind of segment, and you never quite know because everything changes to the last minute. And when I got like I got the word that I was like having the match, I was like, okay, cool. It was like against Bobby Lashley, who's someone that I've watched growing up, which is amazing. And he's like someone that like just it's just like such like a top level dude for so long. And not just like in pro wrestling, but just like as like a black athlete, like someone that like myself and like plenty of people have looked up to, and I thought that was really cool. I was really, really happy they entrusted me to be there for his debut match.
Yeah,
So
that's
you found out on the same day that you
yeah.
were.
Usually it's like so, in the very rare case you'll know in advance, but usually if you're just there as like an extra, you'll find out like that day. Like they usually don't, you'll usually kind of get the word like whenever they're kind of like putting together segments and everything.
Okay. Rob.
So, somebody at Fightful, one of our writers, wanted me to ask, did it hurt facing Bobby Lashley? Because you're here and we're talking to the ghost, so I'm assuming it must have.
He is an insanely strong human being. He is just a mountain of muscle. Extremely terrifying man. Very thankfully I didn't get put in a hurt lock like my partner Joe Key. So I got the Dominator, which I guess the first Dominator he's done in like several years. He brought it back. I had to be the unfortunate victim of it. But I was just very happy that I didn't get put in a hurt lock like Joe Keyes.
That's
So let me paint you a picture. So of course I've said this before. I wake up in the morning, I make my coffee, I make my breakfast, and then I sit down and watch, the wrestling. So I'm watching Dynamite on Thursday morning. I have my coffee with me, I have my breakfast with me, and they're like, "Oh, Bobby Lashley's gonna have his debut match," and I'm like, "Cool, fine." And I'm just sipping my coffee, and in the ring, Joe Keith and Cheeseburger, and I'm like, what? So, my question is, what the hell happened? Like, why does Tony Khan hate you? Because, like, Bobby Lashley, Samoa Joe, Lance
Yeah, so
Archer.
much. Yeah, true.
So, what the hell happened? Like, why does Tony Khan hate you? So, like,
it's
because.
yeah, I wrestled at Lance, Samoa Joe, Bobby Lashley. I wrestled the Gates of Agony and Brian Cage several times as well. So, yeah, I don't know. I got, if I get the chance, I'll ask him, like, hey, man, like what's going on here? But yeah, I get tend to draw the short end of the stick with the big monsters.
That's
From what I can gather is because like I mean you're pretty convincing. You look like a pancake at some point. So my My thoughts are like, because like he knows and he has faith in you that you can bump like crazy for for those people, and you can make them look so amazing in the ring. So I like, can you just catch a break, okay? Like, can you win, please? I mean, like, you got a lot of cheeseburger chants, by the way, that in the arena, and I'm like, yeah.
Very, I was very,
Can you
very, very happy.
imagine? Can you imagine if Cheeseburger rolls over Bobby Lashley and pins him with a schoolboy? And I'm like, you
People lose
like
their minds.
that place will erupt.
It was awesome.
So
I've worked in that area a lot. Never really directly in Reading, but that Lehigh Valley, like the Allentown, like area, and just Bethlehem, and like that area of Pennsylvania, and obviously like Ring of Honor having its roots in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia, which isn't, not it was not that far off from that area. So it was really cool that like people there. I always go out, and I never expect, especially people in a different company like AEW. Like even though there's a lot of crossover Ring of Honor and AEW fans, like I never really expect people to like know who I am at all. So to come out, and even before I was like announced, when people saw me walking out, like to get that reaction was amazing. And I always tend to like, one of the things in pro wrestling is like you always kind of want to treat matches like it's people's first time seeing you. So I had like different sets of gear, so I made the conscious decision to wear that like that sparkly like green and black set with the giant cheeseburger logo on it. So people, if they didn't see my name pop up, they're like, "Oh, why is this guy just wearing a giant cheeseburger on his chest? It's like sparkly cheeseburger," and it just kind of draws people's attention right from there.
That's great. So Bobby Lashley just had a interview on a podcast called The Lame Guys, and he said that he would give gift cards to an enhancement talent. So I have to
Oh.
ask, did you get a gift card?
I did not get a gift card. I didn't tell anyone that. I got see.
The nerve.
Okay. Well, he did say
That's
he used
that's
to.
amazing.
So
Actually, I didn't know
yeah, he did say he used to. So
that.
that's just something I had to ask to find out. So the
That's
fact
actually
that,
really cool.
yeah, the fact that this did not happen kind of
I've heard
tells
of
me.
guys doing that, where like maybe they'll give like enhancement guides, like maybe some like extra money or like a gift or something like that. Like I have heard of people like doing that, like just throughout wrestling like history. So that's always like a little cool thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. I never, to be honest, until like I saw or heard that in the interview, I had no idea that really existed, but it makes sense that,
Yeah,
and it's
there
pretty
was a
cool that they do that.
thing. There was a thing too in wrestling history. It's like a very old territory thing where, back in the day, heels wouldn't really like sell merch. So like baby faces, go out and sell merch, and they would give heels, like whoever their heel was, like a cut of their merchandise, just like, hey, like, thank you for like helping get me over and things like that. So I always thought that little like history things like that were like cool about wrestling.
Very, very cool.
Our very own Kate from Fightful, she wants to know about your relationship with Delirious.
Oh, Delirious? Oh, that's like my wrestling dad there. I would
Exactly.
not be like, I mean, I could talk for like an hour about like how much Delirious means to me. But yeah, that's like, I would not be anywhere close to the in the position I am in wrestling and the cool stuff I've done without him. And I was very lucky to start at the Ring of Honor Dojo and have Delirious as my trainer and my mentor and just like a friend, like a father figure. Like he means the entire world. Like to my, he means like so much to my wrestling career and like my personal life, and it's helped me through a lot of stuff. And one of the coolest moments of my wrestling career was the first time going to Japan and being in the Tokyo Dome and him being there and getting to see me, someone he watched coming to the dojo at 17 years old, like walk out in the Tokyo Dome, and him to be there to witness that moment. And I actually have a picture right here. I actually just pulled it up because it's very dusty. I have to hang it up. But one of the most special pictures of my career is this moment here, if you guys can see this, from the last ROH
Aww.
taping before we shut down, when me and Delirious had our Pure Rules match, which you guys can find on YouTube, one of my favorite matches. He took his mask off and handed it to me, and we had this very special moment, and he actually gave this to me as a gift recently.
That's awesome. That's really cool. So we actually have somebody that has a question for you.
Sure.
Eric, thank you very much. He sends us a super chat. Sorry it's covering your face. He goes, he wants to know, Something in 2014. My question is, did Jay Lethal go easy on you both times you wrestled him for the TV title in
Oh, he's saying, did
2014?
I go easy on Jay
Yeah. Or
Lethal?
did you go easy? Yeah. Did you go easy on him? Sorry, I misread that.
I've been very lucky enough to wrestle Jay Lethal like several times in my career. He is, I think, one of the best wrestlers like in the world and one of the best of all time, and doesn't get nearly enough love and credit. And an absolute professional. Like every time I wrestle him, like it's always like super fun. Like I always learn a lot, and he's fantastic. And we had like two like world title matches in like 2014. I don't even know like how those like really came about, but like me still very early on in my career challenging for the world title against the man at the time who was Lethal. And yeah, it was very, very fun. I did not take it easy on him. He was a very tough opponent, so but I was very lucky enough to step in there with him very early in my career, and he's absolutely incredible. I have nothing like, I cannot sing his praises enough as a talent.
You were all over Europe again this
Yes.
year.
Yes.
You went to, like, this is actually something that you and I talked about. You visited a bunch of countries that you've never been before. Tell us
Yes.
about that.
Yeah, I actually just got back from Europe like about 2 2.5 weeks ago. This was my third time going to Europe, but second time for wrestling. And my goal, especially since everything happened with Ring of Honor and being a free agent and having a lot more free time, like not wanting to just like sit around and wait for a call, like wanting to get out there. So I've been trying to take a trip like every year since then. So 2022, I went to Europe. I did two trips to Europe that year, and then last year I went to Mexico for a month and lived and trained at Bandido's gym. And this year I want to go back to Europe and visit some countries I've been before, see some people, wrestle, teach some seminars in some new countries. And I spent a month in Europe. I did seven countries. I did Italy, Spain, Portugal, Netherlands, Austria, Germany, and England. I think I got all of them. Yeah. And absolutely amazing. One of the best trips I ever had. Met some incredible people. Taught seminars in pretty much every single country. Getting to spread knowledge around the world, which I love. Wrestled some fun matches, and I can't wait to go back and hopefully hit some new places. Like, there's a bunch of places on my list. I'm up to 13 countries right now, so I want to try and get to, 15 and then maybe up to 20 and see where we go from there. But Europe was absolutely amazing.
One day when you get to all these different countries, I'm hoping you get to run into El Generico, because I mean it's been a long time since somebody's seen him, so maybe there's a
He might
possibility.
be. Last I heard, he was down in somewhere in Mexico, got in
Yeah.
trouble with the cartel or something like that. I thought that was the last time people heard from him or something like that.
So I suppose that you're gonna always romanticize your time in Ring of Honor prior. And I feel like we all do. But there's this brand new thing on the horizon called WWE ID. Have you thought about this at all?
It's not something I'm
Because like
actively. Oh, sorry.
for me, when they announced it, your name was one of the first people I thought on the indies that deserves to actually be signed there, because it's gonna give you like it's basically a foot in door. So what are your thoughts about that?
It's like one of those things where I don't actively think about it. Like, if it happens, it happens. Like right now, I've learned to try and like take pressure off myself in terms of like that pressure of like success and just kind of like have fun and just go with the flow and like do what I enjoy. And then I feel like once you kind of stop, like not for everybody, but sometimes once you stop kind of like chasing that thing, then that's when the good things kind of start to happen when you almost like least expect it. But honestly, even if it's not something that is for me, like I have plenty of students that would love to see like that be a thing, especially if they're looking for people with, maybe less experience or maybe a little bit younger. Like we've had Gabe Sapolsky, who's a WWE scout and, one of the people in charge of the WID, like come to the school, do several fantastic seminars. He did a promo seminar. He did a tryout with us a couple of months ago. And, his advice has been incredible to helping the students here. So I have a lot of like really, really awesome students that I would love to see maybe be part of that program and whatever form that takes place. I think it can be great for the indies, great for young wrestlers, whether it's like getting them a tryout, getting them a look, or just getting them more exposure, money, whatever that may be.
See, that's just annoying. I ask you
What?
if you want to be a part of, you know, WWID, and then you put over your students, I mean, what are you, some kind of amazing teacher?
It's something I would think about if they, if like, you know, it's something I would think about, but like, you know, if it happens for me, if it doesn't, it's fine. Like, I'll still be a professional wrestler and still be enjoying myself. But if it happened for one of my students, I think that's like, that's good. Like, even like for me too, like, see, like, I'm at the point now where like, I'm like that, like wrestling like dad, where it's like, yeah, things are cool when they happen to me, but like when things happen to people that I help train and getting to see people do that, like when like my first students like have gotten to, you know, sign contracts or things like that, like seeing someone that like I helped teach like Yuta doing fucking doing amazing stuff with AEW,
you
like, like knowing the journey he went on and like just being a little small part of like helping him out and things like that, like it's amazing, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. So a question, like kind of like a follow up to the WWE ID, Ring of Honor Dojo, something that you were very involved with.
Yes.
If that was something that Tony Khan would maybe consider drumming up again, would that be something you would be interested in doing? Like in association with maybe where you train now, your students, would that be something that you would at least think about, or does that have any interest for you?
Yeah, if that was something they wanted to bring back, like maybe like kind of the old ROH Dojo, especially being someone that was such a big part of the ROH Dojo program, like being a trainer there for so long before they ended up kind of moving it into a different path, and seeing the people that came out there and getting the teach there, like anytime I can apply and like spread my wrestling knowledge to anyone, no matter where it is, whether it's in Europe or whether it be if someone made a developmental program here, want to be part of that, whether it's the Ring of Honor Dojo or whatever that may be, like I would love to do that, because teaching is, as much as I love wrestling, like teaching is that thing that really keeps me going, and it's awesome, and it's super awesome to see people succeed. So if the ROH Dojo did come back and they want me to be a part of that, that's something I would definitely consider and think about.
Sweet.
It's really cool, because like 1 or 2 weeks ago, a friend of mine who actually is interested in wrestling, he told me that we finally have our wrestling school here in Bulgaria. It's in Sofia, and they have classes like 2 or 3 times a week.
Wow,
and I'm like,
awesome.
That is so cool, because, and I feel like it's because of Miro's success. I mean, you wouldn't know it from looking, because Miro who, right? So,
there's no independent companies there, right?
No.
Oh, wow.
Like, none whatsoever. But,
wow,
like, this is baby steps.
Yeah.
Because, like, this will lead up to a lot of, you know, new things.
Yeah.
And if I have some spare time, we would gladly go there and just watch, observe, if I can, of course, because it's an intimate environment and everything. And if they allow me, I'll be fascinated to watch, because, like, I've never seen something
really cool
like that. It's really
so cool.
I'm really excited
to see that. Like how it's really interesting to me that like seeing how like a scene can like grow and like progress, like kind of like out of nothing. Like, for example, like I go to Alaska a lot, and I like 4 years ago, there was like nothing in Alaska. There was like maybe like one company that kind of ran like once a year, and then WrestlePro Alaska start going there. And then there was a school that reopened there, and then they start with like 2 or 3 students. Now they have like, you know, 25, 30 over the last like 4 years. And basically like WrestlePro Alaska and the 907 school, they're built a scene like from nothing there, and like seeing it grow over the past 4 years. So hopefully that's awesome for Bulgaria though. At a certain point, like once they get enough people trained up and they start running the shows, and it's just going to progress from there, hopefully.
I'm going to be so pumped for that. So let me, because like Rob and I know that you're a very, very busy man, and you did mention errands to run. Let me ease you into my, you know, question, my last one. So, and I feel like you know what I'm going with this. So, War Games, correct? Like OG Bloodline versus Bloodline 2.0.
Okay.
So Bronson Reed decided to join Bloodline 2.0 because, like, this makes all the sense, because he did debut on the main roster as a mercenary. Is this the right word? Rob? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, mercenary.
I tend to not say the right word, and then Rob just laughs at me. So, yeah, with the side pieces last week. That was... Okay. So, and I was like, okay, so this means that Seth is going to be a part of, you know, the OG bloodline, and I don't want that, man. I really don't want that, because Seth can, if he wants to kick Bronson Reed's ass, he can do that any time of the week. He doesn't need to go into blood, you know, war games. I don't need that. Besides, he made a lot of good points why he would never want to join Roman Reigns' side. And so this Thursday, while I was watching Dynamite, I actually had a ray of light. And Rob, can you please put on, you know, the picture that I asked you to? Yeah, so you're totally joining the OG bloodline. You're the fifth. I know this.
That's my favorite tweet from Wednesday. I don't know why I did that.
Oh, you had no idea why you did that.
No, I just didn't know what to do when, like, they announced us. I didn't know what to do. So I was just like, people started cheering. So I was just like, I just threw this up. Sometimes I'll usually do like my like pose, like the Shotei palm strike. Sure. But like, I didn't know what to do, so I just like panicked and just did that.
So let me, okay, so you have Samoan blood in you, right? Correct? Like, because like,
nothing... I do not have any Samoan blood in me.
No, because like this is your Samoan blood talking. Okay, don't do the hand gesture thing. Do the finger ones up. Because
I will say, one of my favorite wrestlers is Adam Cole, and he also does this. So maybe that was an Adam Cole tribute.
Look, he does that.
He does this too when he's on the apron, right? Like he does this, and then he does that.
He does
I
that,
swear,
and then
he's on the apron.
But he's not
he
doing
does
this.
This, and then he does that.
He does this, and then the hand up. Okay,
here was it's up or not. Okay, how about Well, how about Sabu? Well, he kind of like leans
okay.
into it, though.
Okay. I mean, that's why you haven't given WWE ID any thought, because you already knew that you were on your way to the main roster.
Yeah, we'll see. I got the. Who was it? It was Solo, like a few other. I think maybe they will always debut like the black hoodie and pull it off. So I got the black hoodie ready just in case.
You can borrow a towel from Suzuki if you don't have you know. Yeah, that's totally the thing. So what, by the way, what do you think about, you know, the bloodline thing? Is this exciting for you to watch, or are you over it?
I think it's exciting. Especially like seeing guys like that, you know, I've gotten to meet and like work with, like Tama and like Tongaloa and also like Jacob Fatu. Like, it's really cool to see those guys like make it to that stage and really get that shine, especially like all those guys have been like killing it, but especially like Fatu. Like, he's been like everyone on a national level is seeing what everyone in the indies and people that watch MLW knew for so long, that like once this guy like gets that big break, like gets off to the races, and he's like stuck. Like, it's been like crazy to see him there, like hitting that moonsault on national TV and everything. But yeah, I've been really enjoying it. I haven't been following every single week, but I've been watching enough to keep up with it.
So my last question before we let you go is,
we also have a super chat from Ricardo.
We'll read that too. So on July 11th, 2013, you teamed with a man named Roderick Strong at a Ring of Honor event called A Night of Hoopla in Hoopla in Chicago, Illinois. And you guys faced Red Dragon, which is Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly. So my question to you,
my question is, what is it like to have the two greatest independent wrestlers in the world right now on this stream?
Oh
my God.
Me and Cheeseburger.
Is that
next one? Is it true or is it false that when you train wrestlers, you have a nonstop, like, moving video GIF on your wall of my drop toe hold?
Yes,
100%. On Shazam.
100%. And I might put you on the wall. I have, like, I don't know if you've ever seen the picture of the wall of graduates. I might put you up Actually, hang on.
Let's go. It's like getting an honorary degree. It's like me hitting up my.
If you guys haven't seen
it's
this
me now. Hitting up my college and being like, I know I dropped out. I know I still owe you guys a lot of money. This but
yes. There we go. I'll take it.
So everyone else has like pictures and gear.
Nope. I kinda listen, I know what he was gonna say. He was gonna say, but we're building a statue of you. That's what he was saying before he cut out.
No. How are you doing, Sean?
I know this is what happened. Listen, there's no evidence. Hold on. Look, you can see. I wish you could see on my cursor. Actually, like four of those photos are just me, but you can't tell right here because it froze up a little bit. Like, listen.
There is zero orange gear. That is not you.
Yeah, we
haven't. I didn't always wear orange gear. I wore black gear at one point.
Is what you're wearing now orange?
No, it's like.
It looks orange.
No, it's tan. I could see how it would look orange from there, though.
From way here in Bulgaria.
From way over there in Bulgaria. But yeah. Like while I broke the stream, and cheeseburger,
yes,
man.
Thank
like,
you.
For those that don't know, like all he does, like I constantly get people telling me like what a great trainer he is, what a great coach he is. Like, and I've said this on a number of Q&A shows. Like, I think that he would be a really great hire for so many different companies, like, because I'm positive he can produce matches and agent matches. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure that. Oh, look at this guy! Right, I'm putting back. Him over.
I don't know what happened there. My iPad. Like,
it's Sean. Off. Sean broke your stream.
I showed the picture of you though, and it just like everything just went wrong.
That one's close enough to me, honestly. Like, we practically have the same technical wrestling ability. Mm. All that good stuff.
So Sean might be on the wall at some point. We'll see.
Let's go. I'll take the honorary degree. That's what I'll do.
I will pay you not to do that.
Now hold on.
Megan,
now
hold on.
I was deciding Christmas bonuses literally right before this stream. I'm just saying. But
please have 50,000 pictures of Sean on your wall. I mean, like.
I mean, we got plenty of wall space. I got like.
I will buy you more like, wall.
It's a mess. Little messy. But it has all these. I got all these pictures in here.
So Maggie's gonna be over there doing the drywall herself.
I'll put Sean right there.
Let's go.
Eric LaSalle from Coming to America.
Nice.
I'll take it. But, I did want to hop on. And throw in a question while they had you. I've mentioned this on the Q&A an awful lot because people talk about indie talent that would work with any company. Like, in addition to the stuff that you can do in the ring as a trainer, I've always looked at you as a guy that I think could be a great producer as well, and like agent. Like all the people that have told me that you help them like with their matches and give feedback on their matches. I mean, obviously you're nowhere near the end or anything like that, but we see guys like Arya Daivari who are actively producing matches. Absolutely. In AEW. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, absolutely. I've done a bit of producing work, not a whole lot, but when we would do some of the old like Future of Honor stuff for Ring of Honor, like I would help produce those. I would help like, you know, put matches together, just like help out agents some matches. I do pretty much all the booking and producing work here at the dojo for our YouTube show and getting some practice with that, putting together matches for the students. And there was a show, I don't know if you guys have seen it. It was on Amazon Prime, Dojo Pro. I was a producer on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that show was, I had a lot of like great, great guys that did really cool stuff. Like, like Yuta was in it, like Ricky Starks, like MJF, like Aaron Solo, Janela, like
Jeff Cobb was in it. James Storm, I remember.
Yeah. So I was, I ended up being a producer on that as well, and that was a really fun experience getting to do that and kind of learn more of that. And that was always something that I could see myself doing in the future. Maybe not like right now, like you said, as an active talent. But yeah, I'll be interested in that for sure.
I will stop invading this show. I just wanted to say hi, Cheeseburger, one of the great guys in wrestling. And not only that, I mean, the number of people that have told me how much he has helped them in wrestling, I think speaks to his character and who he is an awful lot. So I guess enjoyed talking to Maggie and Rob.
Yeah. So before you cut in, my question was,
oh, yes,
back to that match where you teamed up with Roddy Strong. Bobby Fish is not around, so you had an opportunity this past Wednesday to kind of pitch yourself for a new Undisputed you could have. I don't know if that was something you'd be interested in, but Adam Cole was there, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong. I just think next time if they call you and you do another show, just think about it, or maybe ask MVP for a business card. One of the two. I think you should do it.
I'll have to talk to Roddy about us teaming up again, because before that match, I was like a mystery partner for him, and he seemed less than enthused that he was getting teased for his partner, and I ended up being the one to take the pin and not win us the tag title. So I'll have to see if we made amends since that tag match, if he wants to give it one more go.
There you go. Our friend Ricardo sends this question in before we let you go. He goes, "Hi, Cheeseburger. Who did the best job or went the furthest to corpse you in a match?"
I love this question. Okay. There's two people that I absolutely love as human beings, but I hate wrestling them because they make me laugh and they make me, I can't keep a straight face. They are Puff and Jeff Cannonball, who also will tag team sometimes. They are in the ring. They're two of the funniest guys I've ever been in the ring with. And one of my favorite moments I always mention is I had a tag match against Jeff Cannonball. It was me and Dasher Hatfield versus Jeff Cannonball and I believe Missile Assault Man for LVAC. And Dasher Hatfield, doing the baseball gimmick. Jeff Cannonball came out. Yeah, he had T-shirt on. And he just yells. He just yells at the top of his lung during matches and just yells nonsense. He gets in the ring. He goes, "You think you know baseball? I know everything about baseball. I love baseball." He takes his shirt off and has a Toronto Raptors jersey on. And I I fall on the apron just dying laughing. And it got such a huge pop. But Jeff Cannonball and Puff, they are hilarious. And I hate wrestling them because they make me laugh so much.
Nice. Okay, if I'm not mistaken, you actually told this story on Coexisting After Dark.
Did I tell that story?
It's really familiar. This is a really familiar story.
I do love telling
that
story.
It's a wonderful story. It's a wholesome story because, it's not physical hurt that you're feeling while you're in the ring. It's actually, a really wholesome thing. It sounds really familiar story.
There's another one. I've tagged with Puff and I've wrestled Puff a bunch of times. And we had a three-way tag in Minnesota. And the tag match was supposed to go, it was me and Puff were a team versus, Liam Gray, Adrian Alanis, Rampage Santana and his partner. And we had, maybe 10 minutes for this tag. The tag match ended up going, 15, 18 minutes because the first, 7 minutes of the match was all of us just screaming stuff at each other, just trying to make each other laugh. And the crowd, it's like a bar crowd, so they're all into it. And then we finally get to the match, and the match is, 5 minutes of action. And we were all just doing comedy the whole time.
It's actually so, so wonderful. So wonderful. Okay, listen, you didn't get for me. In my eyes, you did not get a fair chance against Samoa Joe. So how about you dethrone Chris Jericho for the ROH title? Okay, do that? Can you do that, please?
I will absolutely love to wrestle Chris.
just take that title away.
Maybe at Hammerstein. We'll set up at Hammerstein.
Do it.
Yeah,
please.
I will get that belt. Still on my bucket list. The ROH title still on my bucket list.
You have to be on ROH television all the time because, I haven't been on good terms with ROH lately, and I feel like if you were on ROH, I will be watching ROH because you're incredibly entertaining. So let's make that happen, okay?
All right, let the powers that be know. Cheeseburgers on ROH, you will be watching.
Yeah, just please ask Tony Khan what his problem is, and he'll get uncomfortable and put it on ROH television.
Tony, I know you're watching, so
yeah,
there you go.
So, yes, you did mention a lot of errands to run today, so please plug all your shit, what do you have going on, and where can people find you?
The next big thing I have coming up is I will be at GalaxyCon for 3 days, which I believe AEW just announced they're going to be partnering up with GalaxyCon as well. I'll be part of the FSCW cosplay wrestling event on December 7th and 8th. I don't know what character I'm going to be playing yet, but I'm very excited to do that and play a fun character and do some stuff. December 6th, they actually have that Friday before Collision. There's a wrestling burlesque show, which I am super excited for. Also a part of that GalaxyCon weekend. So that's going to be a fun weekend. The GalaxyCon stuff, the AEW Collision stuff, that's going to be amazing. You can find me on, you know, Twitter for the time being. Everyone seems to be leaving Twitter, going to, was it Blue Sky? Is the new
Yes, guy. Please make a Blue Sky because I can tag
blue,
you.
I have a Blue Sky, yeah. I might be looking into that. But at CheeseburgerROH on Twitter still, or X, as they call it. Instagram, World Famous CB. And if you want to be a professional wrestler, I run my own wrestling school, the Worldwide Dojo. Follow us at Worldwide Dojo on all forms of social media and check us out.
Thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
And we are glad you are still here. And if this is the ghost of Cheeseburger, that's okay too. Thank you. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Take care, guys. You guys have a good rest of your day.
See ya. Very cool. Very awesome. He was great. But So that was awesome.
We all love CB here. So, yes. With the fuckery, Ryan Sullivan. Always with the fuckery.
I just saw it. So it's like, oh. And then I noticed he sent it like before the show started. So, yeah. Yes. No Costco's in Bulgaria is a big doom.
Yes, I had to tune in to Into the Weeds just so someone can explain to me what Costco is. But while we're on this very subject, let's just go into our full gear predictions if you want.
Yeah, well, I mean, might as well just start with that because it's a 0 hour match.
Yes, it is.
So let's do it. Big Boom AJ with Big Justice taking on QT Marshall, or QT Marsh, I like to call him Marshall with just that style, but QT Marshall, who you got, Maggie, and why you got him?
Okay, am I supposed to know who this person is? Because I feel really guilty that I don't know who these people are. So are they from a Costco commercial thingy? And was AJ a former professional wrestler?
Yes, AJ was a former professional wrestler.
Okay, okay. I like that name has never crossed my my knowledge whatsoever. And apparently these people have a huge social gathering, social media. I don't know if that was the correct term use. A lot of so I suppose that they're doing this because they want social media engagement, you know, when it comes to AEW, because like TikTok and X and Instagram and everything. I'm not opposed to that. It's a part of business, I will assume. I have no idea about the match, though. Normal people would think that QT Marshall is going to win because he's an actual wrestler, current wrestler. But I suppose that AJ is going to pick up the win here purely because of social media clicks. And Jeremy was pretty vocal on the spotlight and on In the Weeds today, discussing that none of Dynamite's segments got nearly as much as much views as this segment had. Not even close. So I understand why they're doing it. But again, this isn't for me. It's for a specific group of people. I'm not a part of that group. It is part of the 0 hour. I don't know if I'm even going to watch the 0 hour. But I'm going to go ahead and pick AJ here because like I'm sure that some shenanigans are going to happen, a lot of them.
I have AJ, but the reason why you should tune in to 0 Hour, Maggie, there's one reason, and his name is JFFJARRET. Jeff Jarrett will be hosting with Renee Paquette, and RJ City with the special guest, Oscar, or Golden Globe winner, rather, Mr. Paul Walter Hauser.
Okay.
So, there you go. You get a Golden Globe winner, and you get Jeff Jarrett.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing. Nothing could go wrong because you have greatness in one place in at Full Gear. So then,
you know, I just remembered that I didn't get the opportunity to get out my shtick. Hi, guys. The wrestling show. Please hit the thumbs up. Okay, it's better late than never, okay? Please hit the a like on the video. Please. Please. It helps out a lot. YouTube and Twitter and all social media, our algorithm sucks. So please leave a like on the video. You can send a super chat at the bottom of the YouTube live chat. Any amount will get your question or statement read live on the air. You can also send a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. It makes us keep a little bit more of the proceeds. And please, please subscribe to Fightful Select. A lot of scoops ahead of Full Gear, a lot of interviews, a lot of news. And you can also vote on the upcoming Fightful Select awards. So might as well pay that $5 a month, $55 a year or $65. I don't remember.
$54.
Yes. Okay. I was close enough. Yes. The best money you can spend on wrestling. You can, but the upcoming Fightful Awards is one of my favorite times of the year. So get in your votes if you're a Fightful subscriber. When all the polls are out, you can, you know, vote for your favorite matches, for your favorite wrestlers, promotions, bookers, and everything. Okay, 45 minutes in, I plugged all my shit, so that's great.
So, the another thing, like you asked about, like the Costco thing. So Costco is a place where you can buy just things in bulk. So
okay,
you just buy a lot of things in bulk, really. And they're very popular for their, I can't remember how much they are. I want to say dollar, but it could be cheaper than that. But like their hot dogs are very popular. I don't have a Costco where I live, so I haven't been in one in a long time. So, but it's pretty popular for their dollar or whatever. I don't even know how much, but
so they're a good place.
A lot of people love it. Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. Another thing, like who's going to be there is, the Riz and, with Boom or AJ and Big Justice. Now
no. This was
the Death Wrestlers. I'm all for this.
No.
You take Wheeler Yuta out and you put him in. Yeah. I think it'd be what we call a good call.
You mean Sean?
Oh, that's what it is. $1.50 whoop, not it. $1.50 hot dog and you get a soda. Great deal. Yeah, I mean, there you go.
It sounds kind of dodgy.
Not from what I understand.
Okay.
Anyways, let's go back to the main card. So instead of just doing all the different photos, I just went easy on it. Oh, before I do that, there is a rumor that we are going to get another 0 hour match, and the rumor right now is Deonna Purrazzo versus Anna Jay. Not saying that's confirmed or anything, but that's like one of the rumors going around. So let's just go ahead and say that match is happening.
Hopefully Deonna Purrazzo, because like I love that woman. I love Anna Jay also. But the future is right in front of her, and I would just like for AEW to do something with Deonna Purrazzo, because I feel like it was never a big deal that she signed to AEW, and it should have been. It should have been. The virtuosa.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
Definitely Deonna. Yep. Chris asked if we were doing a prediction show, and of course, I didn't think about it. So Yeah, we
can. I was going to ask you right after the show.
Okay. Yeah, we can do one. I completely spaced it. So,
really?
Yeah, we'll do one. Yeah, what else is new, right? So instead of like doing all these individual pictures, I just decided to make it easier on myself.
Okay, okay.
Well, let's go this route here. We will see a champion celebration with Mina and Mrs.
Mariah May.
Yeah, I was thinking you were going to finish that for me, right? Mina okay. and Mariah May. That was just my bad. I just kind of like froze there. Anyways, we got that going on, which we know there will be some kind of shenanigans with that. I mean, it's obvious. I think we're going to get some kind of shenanigans because you have to have it. My question is,
do you think
is,
Tony Storm returns?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay.
I think we see her return. So there's that.
Okay.
MJF taking on Roderick Strong.
Oh.
I want Roderick Strong to win, and I would like it to be because of Adam Cole helping him or something, but who knows? Like I don't know. There's a lot of different scenarios that have run through my head with this. I could see, you probably won't like this, but I could see Matt Taven and Bennett turning on Strong.
What do you mean? I may not like it. I'm rooting for this.
Oh, you are? Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Well,
I know. I'm actually rooting for. I can see MJF winning because, like, the Kingdom comes out. They make it seem like they're out to hype up Roderick Strong, but in reality, they turn on him, and then MJF beats him because, like, I know because MJF is kind of back to being the smarmy, slimy heel. So he can use shenanigans in order to win. Like, he's no longer obligated to have 5-star matches to prove himself to the audience because this was kind of what he was doing when he was a babyface. So he's going to be, yet again, he's going to be awesome in the ring. People will go, oh, MJF is really good in the ring. We rarely get to do that. By this time, we probably should know better because, like, of course, MJF is amazing in the ring. Yeah.
And he's so. Gone, so.
And he's totally winning. I can predict the Kingdom turning on Roderick Strong here. I can totally see that. And hopefully it does because the Kingdom are all of a sudden baby faces for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
And this is kind of bugging me.
Yeah. And I mean, and it'll make more sense too when you get O'Reilly, Strong, and Cole teaming up again. So it'll lead to that. So I think it's a way to go. So we both have Mr. MJF winning this. So we will move on to our next match. Jay White. Take a switchblade, Jay White. Better get that right. Taking on Hangman Adam Page. This is an interesting one, but
you're muted. I'm sorry, I'm muted. I'm muted, by the way.
But I think Hangman gets the victory here, because
hopefully. I'm a huge fan of Hangman ever since he joined Blue Sky. He's been a riot. I adore that man on social media. He's the best. I kind of feel like they flopped Jay White ever since he came to AEW. So I have no logical explanation as to why I want Hangman to win other than I just love Hangman and I want the guy to win. Just that is the only reason why I'm picking Hangman. Although if he's going towards a spiral, you know, a downward spiral, you can make him lose. Just a quick detour. The C2 is starting. Who do you want to win the C2?
Ooh. Well,
because I have someone I would like to win the C2, and I will hear nothing else. I want Shelton Benjamin to win the C2.
Oh, that'd be cool. I'd be completely okay with that. Time
to give the man his flowers, and just so I can burst everyone's bubble. Mike Bailey will not be attending the C2.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no chance.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I would like for Shelton Benjamin to win the C2.
I would absolutely love that. But...
give the guy his flowers and just...
My memory sucks. Mm-hmm. So who won it last year?
Eddie Kingston.
That's what I thought. Okay. Could you see... I don't think they'll let him do it. I was going to say I could see Takeshita, but with him being the international champ, I don't know if they would go that route.
Well, I would like for them to go that route because I want those championships combined. They don't need two championships. So this is one of the reasons why I'll be okay with Takeshita winning, because like he can face, you know, Okada and just combine the two championships, please.
I know who I'd want. I want Claudio. Okay. I'd want Claudio to win it.
Okay, that's a pretty good one.
So, there you go.
Okay. Well, you can make a statement for Pac, too. So.
I'm going Claudio.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay, so quick detour. We're gonna talk about the C2 in later episodes of
Our show.
Yeah, so moving on with the...
We both have Hangman?
Yes, I have Hangman.
All right. We have Bill Ospreay taking on Kyle Fletcher. I always call him Bill. Because we're good friends.
Okay, sure. I have Kyle Fletcher winning this.
I could totally see Ospreay putting him over. I could see it. Because yeah. I think what we're going to see is... I think we're going to see... his old tag team partner cause Ospreay the match.
Yeah, this is what you said last week. You said that Mark Davis was going to join the family.
Yep. I think that's...
Yeah, because like Kyle Fletcher slapped him around a bit on this week's Dynamite during the opening match. I can see that happening because Don Callis is a slimy snake and everything. Yes. Yeah,
Who's going to be the guy that actually gets to use that screwdriver on Callis one day? Who do you think that's going to be? Because you know Kenny it's going to happen. That's who I think it should be too.
It should be Kenny Omega.
Oh, man, I was going to say, man, Kenny Omega would be great for the C2, but he won't be there in time for it.
No. Kenny Omega doesn't need the C2. I understand what you're saying. But like,
it'd be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I understand.
We'll take Kenny Omega anytime we can get him.
Absolutely. This is me saying it. I'm a huge Kenny Omega fan, and this is me saying it. No, Corey, can someone ban Corey from the chat? We love you, Corey, but like for, you know, things like this, you're not getting away with that. Yeah, I can see Kyle Fletcher winning here because one of my favorite Will Ospreay matches so far in AEW has been against Kyle Fletcher.
Yeah.
Amazing match. Will Ospreay won that, so I can see Kyle Fletcher winning this one.
Yeah, so we both have
Kyle Fletcher.
Fletcher,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The AEW World Tag Team Championship, the four-way, the Acclaimed, the Outrunners, Private Party, and House of Black's Malakai. Or is it Malakai? Or is that Buddy? I can't tell.
No. It's Malakai Black. Buddy is not in this.
And Brody King. House of Black.
No, Private Party retain here. I will be so amazingly happy if House of Black win here. I hope House of Black win. I hope so much that you're right. Because House like Black Private wins. Party, Private Party just won those championships and they've done nothing with it. So I don't know what their reign will mean. And honestly, because of the whole Death Rider / BCC thing, a lot of stories don't make sense and they seem rushed, because Private Party themselves were a part of the Death Rider taking over thingy.
Yeah.
They broke Quinn's arm, or was it Isaiah Cassidy? I don't remember. And then they did nothing. They won the tag team championships and like that's it. So I'll be happy if House of Black win. Everyone, like people who have watched our show, know that I'm a huge sucker for House of Black. Justice for House of Black. All day, every day. And because I've been pretty vocal on the show with my cold opinion that I do not like the Outrunners. I do not like these people. And I will be stoked when FTR attack them and become heels. I'm just waiting for that because, like...
You know the Outrunners walked so Hulk Hogan could run into a wall.
Okay, let's just move on.
The Outrunners walked so superstar Billy Graham could be a... Never mind, I'm done.
Okay, everyone send us your super chat just so I can get through the show, okay? Because Robert is making it so hard, okay? Also, 4,500 leva in AC, okay? I'm poor, send us your money.
Oh, you have to answer this way.
Hi, sweetie. By the way, Jade always makes me remember. Tell us everything that you're preparing food-wise. And or tag me on social media in the photo. So, sweetie, why don't I like the Outrunners? I don't know. They're just incredibly cheesy to me. They're really, really cheesy to me. I know, like, they're silly, and I get that. And at the beginning, I was like, well, maybe I don't like silly wrestling. But then I remember MXM. And I love MXM. So apparently I do like silly wrestling. But it's just not for me, man. I can understand the fascination. And I will never judge people for liking the Outrunners. Because, like, they're kind of hilarious. But, like, in a humorous comedic way, that's not for me. But what?
I just find that funny. Like, they're hilarious, but just not in a way for me. Like, just the way it sounds. No, like, I know. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. That's like how some comedians, people say, like, this person's one of the best. And, like, I can see that. They are funny, but it's just not my style of comedy. I understand what you're saying. It's just the way it sounded.
Yeah, there's like this comedian Fluffy.
Oh, Gabriel.
Gabriel Iglesias. I do not find the guy funny whatsoever. Like, and one of my best friends, one of my colleagues, he like fucking dies laughing every time he hears a line from him, and I'm like, that is not funny to me. Like, I enjoy comedians like Bill Burr because he's dark humor, man. He's gonna burn in hell and me with him. Like, Bill Burr, he was also a part of Breaking Bad. He was a part of The Mandalorian, man.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to not be in love with Bill Burr? So,
yeah, he has a lot of good stuff too. But anyways, let's move on.
Yes, please.
Yeah, that was a long... anyways, I'm going to go with House of Black.
Okay. Hopefully you're right.
Takeshita defending his international championship Rick O'Shea.
I don't know about this. I really don't know. I can see them putting the title on Ricochet. I can also... Because, like... Putting that championship on Takeshita was probably one of the best things ever. And Ricochet pinning Takeshita will only diminish Will Ospreay's loss.
Yeah.
So I would like for Takeshita to continue being a champion. Probably match of the night. Both matches of the night. Kyle Fletcher, Will Ospreay, and Takeshita versus Ricochet. I really don't know, because I feel like was this the last match that was added to this card? Because I feel like it was added today.
Yeah, that match was technically added, I think, either today or last night.
Okay.
It was added within the past 2 days. I know that.
Okay, so I can see both men winning.
Could you see, and like now, like I don't think it'll happen because it'd be two hill stables going at it, but could you see the Hurt Syndicate helping Ricochet get the victory, even though...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I totally spaced that. Yeah, they should. They should. Yeah. Because if Ricochet wins the championship, this would be a good way to win. And I don't know if he turns heel or not. But he started wearing fancy suits backstage, so naturally you're going to think that something happened. Thank you for reminding me about that. I totally spaced that out. If he wins this, or he can lose and then take out his frustrations on Takeshita, having a heel versus heel dynamic here, and then the Hurt Syndicate comes out and joins him. It can go both ways.
All right. You have Jack Perry defending his TNT championship against Daniel Garcia.
Okay, listen. This match is not gonna take place.
What?
Yeah, because like Jack Perry is still tied to a chair somewhere. Daniel Garcia and Daddy Magic both left without untying him from the chair.
Yeah, I know.
And he's still there. Like, am I supposed to believe that he broke himself free? No. The Young Bucks aren't there anymore. Brandon Cutler is probably in a hospital. Who broke him free? And I'll tell you who broke him free. The Death Riders. Because I can see Jack Perry joining the Death Riders. Remember that compliment John Moxley gave him at the beginning of this?
That's a good point. I didn't think of that at all.
I'll be more than happy if Jack Perry joins the Death Riders.
That'd be weird, but I mean, I get it.
It will not be weird.
There was a cameraman.
Why are you ruining everything? What do you mean a cameraman? Like, kayfabe, man. Like, yeah. I know that they said on commentary that they abducted the cameraman.
Oh, did they? I didn't remember that. Oh, well.
Or did they abduct the camera only? Like, I really don't know. I don't care. But, like, he's just there, man.
Jack Perry's gonna win.
I have Daniel Garcia beating Jack Perry.
I could see that too. So it's...
Well, make up your mind because...
No, like, I'm just saying, I'm going with Jack Perry, but I mean, obviously I could see Daniel Garcia getting the win.
I feel like this is the pay-per-view that we differ most because like we have two different opinions so far.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often.
And that's really weird.
I do think it would be wise to have Daniel Garcia win the title because in my opinion... Okay. In my opinion, Jack hasn't done much for that title. That's just...
I support that opinion. Jack Perry has been wonderful for me. I like, people want to pretend that Jack Perry isn't a good wrestler, but he is. He is a wonderful wrestler. For the title itself, no, he didn't. Like, he has promos, like, he cuts and everything, like he's getting better at cutting promos, that's fine, but like it's doing nothing for the title itself. So you're kind of right here. I want to underline something that Ace Shock mentioned in our live chat, that he would like to see Ricky Starks joining the Hurt Syndicate. I'm all for that, man, but listen up, I miss Ricky Starks so much, you have no idea. Ricky Starks, I was pretty vocal, and I wanted Ricky Starks to be the one to dethrone MJF for the AEW championship. Imagine that. So I miss Ricky a lot, and he will fit like a glove in the Hurt Syndicate. But here's the thing. I don't think that we see Ricky Starks in AEW anymore. Not until his contract expires.
Yeah, I
don't see that in the cards. I feel like he is WWE bound. And like, please don't quote me on this. This is a personal opinion. This has nothing to do with reporting. I know nothing. Okay? This is just a hunch. And I would like for my hunch to be wrong, because as often as I see Ricky Starks wrestle, I'm just going to be really, really happy.
No, I get that. A couple more matches left. Let's go with Mercedes Moné defending her TBS championship against Miss Chris Statlander. I have Statlander winning because Camille's gonna get tough, is finally tired of Mercedes shit.
So I can see why you think that, but I think that Mercedes retains here. And they're gonna drag that shit out with Camille. I can see that, but like, if you want to sell that Camille's arm is in a sling and being re-injured by Hikaru Shida on this week's Dynamite, you just do that. Like, yeah. let it stretch out for a bit. Also, this being the only women's match on the card, shame on you.
Well, yeah. No, for sure. And like I said, we know
0 hour doesn't
adding
count.
That one match to zero. Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, they're adding that match to 0 hour, but in my opinion, if you're just throwing that on there just throw it on there, that's kind of stupid. There's other matches you could have. The fact that the AEW women's title is not being defended is bothersome. They're just, yeah, you know, like even you could have, like one of their gimmick matches, like where somebody gets a title shot, just something, you know, Casino Royale, like for the women, you know. So, you know, Piledriver makes a good point too. And I was going to say this, it'd be kind of cool if Julie comes back and helps, like she distracts whoever to win to help House of Black win the titles. I don't know.
But I do feel like she's going to come in a segment with Jamie Hayter, because like that's the way they've been presenting her. All of Julia's vignettes have been interrupting Jamie Hayter's backstage interviews. By the way, those vignettes were a work of art.
Yeah, they're doing great.
So good.
So we both have, well,
I have Mercedes Moné.
Yeah, I'm going with...
okay, third. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go... I think Statlander is going to get it because I think they're going to move Mercedes to the eventual AEW World title soon.
Okay.
I'm wrong usually, so we'll see. All right. Two more matches, I think, after this. Yeah. Bob E. Lashley taking on Swerve Strickland.
Bobby Lashley, the person who turned cheeseburger into Sloppy Joe.
Turned him into a ghost, you know.
Yes, yes. I have Bobby Lashley here. I don't know how. I really don't know how, but it's... I can see shenanigans. I can see Leo Rush officially joining the Hurt Syndicate.
I like that.
I can see eventually Ricochet coming out. officially joining Hurt Syndicate. But man, Shelton Benjamin, I feel like I want to praise that guy every time we're on the air, because simple stuff during backstage segments and him looking as if he wants to kill all your family and like, and MVP goes, you can't kill everyone. And he's like, why not?
That man has come a long way since those WWE like backstage vignettes where he just kind of look around.
Where he just looks everywhere. And like, he went from looking around and WWE to having just one liner such as, why not? And that is the coolest line ever.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. I have Lashley like, winning as well.
I've been so happy with backstage segments having cool lines such as this, or Jack Perry's line backstage when he told Daniel Garcia, they used to dance for me too. Mm-hmm. Those are so good. Best lines of the year. That is amazing. Bobby Lashley winning here. I would like to see some more people joining the Hurt Syndicate. I will never stop saying Athena should fucking join the Hurt Syndicate. Yeah. Mercedes Moné has received a business card from MVP also. And we kind of forgot to talk about that. And maybe it's something that they get to visit or maybe not. But Athena, please, Athena. I can see Athena being the one to actually dethrone Mercedes Moné. This will be the only thing I can be okay with.
Yeah. Yep. So there's that. So yeah, we go to the main event now. Oh, well, before we do that, we have a very generous super chat from Ken Bruno. Great show, gang. Enjoy Full Gear tomorrow. Thank you very much, Ken. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Ken, sweetie. I will enjoy the crap out of Full Gear on Sunday morning, because I got Sunday off. I usually work the day shift, but I was like, you know what? I have like four days that I vacation days left for this year. This is one of the days that I'm gonna take. So
there you go.
I'm gonna enjoy the crap out of Full Gear, because Full Gear is low-key a favorite pay-per-view of mine after Revolution. So it's this thing. Thank you, Ken. Thank you for the support so much. I will be enjoying Full Gear. I hope you enjoy Full Gear as well. Please let us know in the chat which is the match that you're most looking forward to.
Yeah.
And why?
Yeah, let us know. Yeah, we definitely want to hear that. Main event. Jon Moxley taking on Orange Cassidy.
Does this feel like a main event to you? This is the question I'm going to ask you. Are you excited about this main event?
I am actually excited about this match.
Really? Okay, yeah. So it's just me.
Because I think, okay. Man, I there's so many things like going through my head with this match. Like, part of me thinks that they just need to, I don't know, but like, there's a big part of me that thinks Orange Cassidy will win, but then like this Death Rider thing did not last long and it doesn't really play into the, it's not your company, because it didn't, again, last that long. I mean, so I'm in the middle of this, but I think as much as I'd like to see Orange Cassidy win this match, I think they're going to stick with Moxley. I think that's probably the way to do it. You know, Moxley's a good champion for them. And I just want it to be like, I just want the story to continue to get moving a little bit, because I want to know, like, I want to know more. I want to know if there's somebody behind the scenes. That's really what I want to know.
Okay, stop thinking it's Shane McMahon.
I'm not. I just want to know, like, you heard my theory, but again, I don't think that's happening. Where I thought,
like, about it being Kenny?
Awesome. I thought it'd be awesome if it was Kenny, but
okay.
Just because, and the way the Young Bucks reacted to it, I just thought it'd make even more sense. Like, just, yeah. But, eh. So, I have Jon Moxley winning this.
I have Jon Moxley winning here, too. For my huge disappointment, everyone is putting their money on Darby Allin being actually the one to dethrone Moxley, and I fucking hate that. But that is just my one-person opinion.
Here's a question, and Pyro Driver makes another good point. Whoops. Christian, do you think he tries to cash in his...
No.
Because I the only way I could see that happening is if Orange Cassidy wins. That's the only way I could see that happening.
No. I really don't want to see another match in which Orange Cassidy beats Jon Moxley, because that ain't it. That ain't it. Because, like, see, I was, because they had Darby Allin versus Claudio on this week's Dynamite, and I was like, okay, here we go, another match that I'm going to fucking hate because Darby's going to beat Claudio, and I hate that. And I'm like, why are you having your champions getting pinned because Claudio is actually, you know, one third of the trio's champions, if like everyone's forgotten about that. And I'm like, this fucking sucks. Darby Allin got a gruesome, you know, Claudio threw him on the timekeeper's area, and then because it's fucking Darby Allin, he beat the 10 count, and then Claudio hits the lariat, and I'm like, there you go, they're gonna make Darby the Superman again, and oh no, Claudio picked up the win.
Yeah,
this never happens.
No, that was surprising. I liked it, and that's why, like,
shocked.
Claudio could be a good person for the seat for the cruiser, or for the seat, yeah,
for the C2, yes, the Continental Classic. I understand what you were saying, but like, I'm so used to seeing Claudio lose.
Yeah, no, I know.
I didn't even think about him on the C2, and I'm a huge Claudio / Cesaro fan.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I didn't think so. I was, like, to be honest, I was shocked that he got the win. I was not expecting him to get the pin.
Shocked!
Or the win, rather. Yeah.
I was... the match hadn't even started, and I was already pissed off that Claudio was going to lose, and then they proved me wrong, and I love it when they do that. So, Jon Moxley, I suppose, is going to win with a ton of shenanigans. There isn't going to be one straightforward thing in this match. I can totally see that happening. Orange Cassidy did want to fight Moxley alone. He wants zero help from the conglomeration. And every time I say this word, I feel like I'm saying it with my mouth full. That's a totally weird conglomeration. It's as if I'm chewing and talking at the same time.
Yeah.
This is actually why. And fuck that. Thank you, Excalibur, for mentioning on commentary, because everyone was like, where the hell is everyone? Like, why isn't the conglomeration out here to help Orange Cassidy? And they're like, well, he told him not to. And Excalibur was like, well, fuck that. Well, he didn't say that, but like, if it were me, I would have said fuck that, because like, look what's happening. So yeah, Mox is going to win. A lot of shenanigans. Do you, because we both have Moxley, right?
Yes.
Do you see Kenny Omega returning here? Well, okay, not here. During Full Gear, do you see Kenny Omega returning? Give me a percentage.
I'll say 33%.
33%. Okay, I want to hear the chat. Everyone, please tell us what you think about Kenny Omega getting back. I don't, this is a random question that I'm asking. I will never get my hopes up, because nice pile driver finisher. Nice, sweetie.
Nice.
For the audio listeners, pile driver finisher told us 69%. Bonkers, 10%. Okay. 64% from a shock. Okay.
46. Like
you,
46.
You, what did I say?
64.
Well, that's 0.1% Kenny Omega will not be at full gear. His return is in New Japan Pro Wrestling. His in-ring return will be in New Japan Wrestling. Read between the lines, please. Pedro says 40%. You party poopers. We're doing prices right. We'll do 34%. Okay, Ryan, sweetie. 12.36.5%. Damn it, it's too early for Kenny. It's not, okay, people, I'm
it's
not
never too
saying
early for Kenny Omega.
It's okay, first of all, it's never too early. Second of all, not getting physical, just returning.
Yeah.
Just clown says 20%. Okay. Okay. Triangle percent. Cardo, damn it.
I assume that might be Kate. Could be Sean. Could be the ghost of
it can be CB.
Yeah, it could be the ghost of CB. Who knows?
Yes, but okay, listen up. Again, I'm not getting my hopes up. I have no idea if Kenny returns or not, but hi, sweetie. Hi.
Oh, you're talking about Kate. Okay. Good.
Hi. Yes, Kate.
Yeah.
So if Kenny Omega returns, you will, all of you American people will be waking up at some point of the early hours of the morning because I will be screaming. This is me. I'm sorry if it happens for some reason. Again, I'm not getting my hopes up. I really wish. Eddie Kingston. Okay, I know that this is a question for our lovely, lovely, lovely Kate. Hey, subscribe to Miss Kate Fabe on YouTube. I don't think that you can ever have too much of Kate's voice, because as I've said on Twitter, she's probably one of the best well-spoken women in this place, alongside with Denise, Iridian, just all amazing, amazing women in wrestling media. Just yes. Shut up, Ryan.
That just popped me. I didn't know Kate liked Eddie Kingston. That's news to me. Anyways,
you're kidding, right? Please
yes,
be kidding.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we call sarcasm in the business.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll do a quick SmackDown. See, SmackDown preview, and then we'll do the Cooper Effect and head out tonight. Because SmackDown was taped last week in Salt Lake City, we will have Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens engage in a tense face-to-face. This is from WWE.com. We will see LA Knight battle Santos Escobar for the United States Championship. We will have a triple threat match. Bianca Belair and Chelsea.
Why is LA Knight facing Escobar? Like, the LA Knight beat Berto last week.
We got attacked after, so that's why. I mean,
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah.
Anyways,
Bianca Belair, Chelsea Green, Blair Davenport battle in a women's United States triple threat title match. Tournament match. Then we also have Naomi and Bayley taking on Tiffany Stratton and Candice LeRae. So that's what they've announced on WWE.com. There are other things going on too, but let's do a little Cooper Effect. How does that sound?
Yes, please.
Okie dokie, artichokey. Here we go.
So, in all the years that we've done the show, Robert, let me just tell you, this is the first time that I forgot about the Cooper Effect, and you didn't. So way to go. I forgot all about the Cooper Effect, and you just reminded me that we had to do the Cooper Effect. So I'm so happy. A Shock SmackDown is not live tonight. It was pre-taped last week. So let me tell you about Pink Rat with Wings.
It is live tonight, actually. Right? Yeah, it is. Because next week it's not.
Oh, so you're saying that tonight they're taping two episodes.
Hold on, I can't remember. Holy hell.
So can you see if it's this I'm gonna go to WWE while I'm
I'm
talking about the Cooper Effect? Okay. Yep. So let me tell you all about some pink rats with wings. And
okay,
it's pigeons. Okay, it's lovely pigeons. But here's the thing, because I'm a wonderful person, and it doesn't matter that I fucking hate pigeons. I'm just gonna tell you all about the pink pigeon that was on the endangered species, like red endangered species, because there were 10 of them left. So they were found only in the wild, only on the island nation in the Indian Ocean. Pink pigeons have been on the endangered red list for both IUCN and BirdLife. So the dedicated efforts have significantly boosted their population, including those from Tom Tooley and his colleagues at Pigeon Zoo in England. So, on the brink of extinction at 91, the numbers were thought to have dropped to a low of just 9 individuals left in the wild. So, it's because when it comes to animals, we're the species that came last, okay? Probably not last, okay? But like, we're the ones who are destroying the planet. Pink pigeons had nothing to do with destroying the planet and the wildlife and, the food chain, the food pyramids and everything. We're at fault, okay? Pink pigeons deserve to, okay, because they're pink. Pink is my favorite color. And okay. I'm not even kidding. Pink is my favorite color. And that makes pigeons bearable because pink is greater than pigeon. So if you're a pink pigeon, you're fine. Maybe I will not try to squash you with my bag. I'm kidding. I never squash birds with my bag. I never squash them at all. I'm only kidding, kind of. But yes, glad that I didn't even know that pink pigeons existed. And how could I when there were 9 of them in the entire world? So they boosted up the population in this England zoo. So kudos to England. This is, yet again, English people are winning. A lot of our Cooper effects have to do with English people, English zoos that are taking matters into their own hands. So I know that this isn't a tier-worthy edition of the Cooper Effect. It's kind of a entertaining one, because if you didn't know the pink pigeons exist, well, if you don't know, now you know.
Don't know, now you know.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, Maggie, that's our show for today. Plug your shit. Yes, it is.
Guys, you can follow me on Twixter. Or Twitter or whatever, at Maggie_IK, and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. I am also on Blue Sky at Maggie/IK, which is the stupidest thing ever. Please, Blue Sky, fix your shit. And yes, Zack Sabre Jr. is your New Japan Pro Wrestling champion. Fingers crossed, guys, for next week to... hopefully everything goes smoothly and I have all my money gathers for my stupid AC, but hey, I get to be warm. I said to myself that this, I will not have another winter going around in my apartment in a jacket because I have no heating system. So I am getting ACs. Hopefully they don't destroy my walls to the point where I have to repaint all over again. Hopefully.
They break your walls down.
I walked right into that one.
Yeah.
Yes. Rob, sorry. Please do your shit.
Okay. Well, you know, Maggie, before I do that, pretty soon here, we will be hitting our 3-year
happy anniversary!
Right here at Coexisting. We're good. 3 years of
fuckery.
Yeah, of us putting up with each other. So, 3 years.
Hey, I've been a ray of fucking sunshine, okay?
That is true. That is true. And I don't, yeah, I've been sure. A ray of something. So, but yeah, so we're coming up on 3 years. How crazy is that?
I'm so excited. I'm so sorry for not muting my microphone, but I am a professional, like everyone's already know. I'm so excited because I never thought that we were going to get this far. But we are going to get the mushy speeches when it comes to that episode. It's the second week of December, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes, it's the second week of December. This is exactly what I remember. Yeah, second week of December. So guys, get ready because we are going to be awkward and unprofessional.
It's going to be the first time we ever do that on a show.
Yeah, in about 2 weeks. So get your sphincters ready, okay?
You know, so I think I've said this on the show before. So anytime, like after our show ends, I always have to load up the podcast on a website called Red Circle.
Okay.
And there's the first thing I do now, the first thing instead of like putting the show title in, is I scroll all the way to the bottom and click, is this show explicit? Like for like language and stuff, and I click that button first now. The first thing I do, like now, instead of putting the title in.
That's probably on me.
Of course. But anyways, guys, want to say thank you so much for tuning in today. We hope if you do watch Full Gear that you enjoy it. I know Sean was doing a contest on X today for that, so you can possibly watch it for free if you want to. Make sure you do that. Just follow the instructions. I'm sure it's the same link normally. Follow us on Twitter or X, or just follow the instructions that he has on there. So make sure you do that if you want to have a shot at winning. But we do hope you enjoy Full Gear if you watch it. We will have a Full Gear pre-show tomorrow. I'm probably thinking around 2:00 Eastern.
2:30, absolutely fine. Yeah. Absolutely,
we'll just
fine.
Go ahead and say 2. We'll say 2 Eastern.
Let's say 2 Eastern. We'll check up with our regulars, and I mean Ryan and Doc, to see what better time suits them. And guys, thank you so much for joining us. If you can do us a solid, please leave a like on the video. And please, after the podcast is over, please leave a comment down below. It helps us a lot with the algorithm that I mentioned before. Sucks for us, but please, these are the 2 things that we can do to support our show, which are absolutely totally free, and we appreciate the crap out of you. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, follow me at Rob Wilkins on X, Instagram, Fightful Rob. I'm on Blue Sky, Rob Wilkins. Blue Sky, blah blah blah, whatever that is. So there's those, and then Threads at Fightful Rob. So you got those. And then we'll see you right back here at 3:00 next week for predictions for Survivor Series. So last thing, Maggie doesn't have Thanksgiving in Bulgaria. I'm surprised they even have holidays in Bulgaria. But anyways,
we actually
happy Thanksgiving to everyone early if you celebrate it. Or, you know, I'm just going to end the show. So peace out, everyone. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy Full Gear if you watch it. Either way, just have a good weekend. That's all we ask. Peace!
This sale season, Ritual is urging you to think about what's essential. Your daily health? Pretty essential. Making sure your products are heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and sourced through a traceable supply chain? Also essential. So this Black Friday, skip the micro trends and put your savings where they matter, your health. With 40% off daily essentials like stress relief and Symbiotic Plus for gut support. Head to ritual.com/podcast and shop responsibly.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit Bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.